But the greatest college football coach in the history of all time thinks that it should be in Austin.
Yeah, I've got him. Implying that
it'd be good for the football program there.
Even though Vince finished a very distant second.
Well, but it's Mac Brown.
Sorry, Scott.
Don't you understand?
I know you're a fan and everything, but you know
he's different than everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
And if he says it ought to be that way, then shouldn't it be that way?
Yeah, yes, well, Scott, you're right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, in Michigan, Jennifer Tesh's 6-year-old daughter has been removed from the Madison Heights Wolverine flag football cheer team.
And she's how old again?
That'd be 6.
Okay.
And again, it's a cheer team for a flag football team. Now, Jennifer's mom contacted a TV station last month because she was upset that the words of one of her daughter's cheerleader chants. Did I mention how old the girl was?
I believe you said 6, Scott.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. The cheer she objects to says, "Our backs ache, our skirts are too tight, we shake our booties from left to right." Did I mention she's 6?
Yeah, that's a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
Cheering league members were outraged that she went to the media, saying it cast a bad light on the league, and she should have handled it internally.
Why? So they could tell her, yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Move along.
Yeah. They say she overreacted by going to the media. Tuesday night, the team held a meeting to discuss the cheer and to come up with a solution. They voted to keep the cheer and voted to unanimously remove the child from the team.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
The cheer's more important than people.
Of course. Jennifer was almost in tears Tuesday night saying her daughter loves the cheer team. She says she never meant to hurt any... Okay, she has to apologize for this?
Huh.
She said she never meant to hurt anyone. She was just standing up for what she felt was right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
All right, so where is this again?
This is just in Michigan. Yeah. Madison Heights Wolverine flag football team. Again, our backs ache. Our skirts are too tight. We shake our booties from left to right. I know that everybody would love to have their first grade daughter doing that.
You know. And you know.
Madison Heights is near Pontiac, which tells us it's not too far from Detroit.
Yeah, that's true. But you know. Yeah. I better be quiet or I'll offend somebody.
No, by all means, well, offend away.
I just, I used to be in a situation where I would watch young college-age girls dance in skimpy outfits in front of, well, crowds weren't that big. But I wouldn't be a daddy who could do that. I just don't think I could put my daughter out in a, I would not want to put my daughter in that situation. Would not want my daughter to be in that situation.
You know, I wouldn't want to embarrass my daughter right there in front of, you know, the football crowd or the basketball crowd or whatever it is. But I would very quickly, you know, remove my daughter from that team, you know,
mm-hmm.
as quickly as possible. I mean, before the contest was even over, if I had to.
I guess I can't identify what I was really saying is I can't identify with the grown-ups who want to have their daughters out there in provocative outfits in front of a bunch of strangers. But see,
are you ready for the, found the news story. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Prepare to auger yourself further.
Further, okay.
However, instead of concerns about the cheer being resolved, the Teshes instead claimed their daughter was tossed off the team. According to reports, Dwayne, this is the dad, mm-hmm. said the parents of another cheerleader suggested Kennedy be removed from the team. Kennedy's the little girl.
Uh-huh.
While the matter was being discussed. Just kick her off.
Yeah.
Just kick her off.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need you.
How old is she?
6.
Six-year-old.
I think I mentioned that. Yeah, she's
so a 6-year-old
six.
Victim of the whistleblower.
All parents at the meeting reportedly agreed, and as a result, Kennedy was unanimously removed as a member of the cheerleading team. The team apparently told the Teshes they would receive a refund for the $125 team uniform, and that Kennedy would be allowed to try out again next year.
Oh, my goodness.
I
call the real estate agent.
Me ponders if there's more to this story.
Well, there may be.
Is this the squeaky wheel couple or?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I don't know that for a fact. Either way, it seems like an overreach.
But And they may well be, but I can't imagine that using those words with six-year-old girls dancing around out there in front of even their own parents is just, you know, that for that portion of it.
I agree.
And nobody's saying that those were not the words.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying those were not the words to the song. I imagine in that news story, they don't say, oh, no, the girls aren't saying that in their cheer. I mean, right? That's what the kids are saying.
Now they're saying the word booty for the shock value. I mean, they could have changed the word to hips.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
Not for me as a dad, it wouldn't have been.
Well, okay. Again, I'm not the dad of a daughter, so you're probably right. Maybe that wouldn't have been okay.
But nowhere does that group say that these were not the words to the song that the six-year-old girls were saying.
So there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My golly.
Ooh, that was a big soapbox. All three of us got to get up on that one.
Oh, that's right.
That was fun. Okay.
Every time together.
Yeah.
Info. Mason.
Take that, America. You know what makes me sick?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Wake up, Homerica. Right?
Up, Homerica.
Okay.
Earl Pitts?
That's the one. Yeah, it's him. Yeah. Good morning meeting.
Seasons and styles may change, but the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help you look and feel your best all year long. Connie Bauer specializes in a variety of massages, including hot stone, a great way to relax and get away from everyday stresses. And this month, Connie is offering 10% off any one-hour massage. To book your appointment with Connie, call Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 and be sure to mention this ad. Or you can visit them online at RivieraDaySpa.net.
Hey, 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Excuse me.
No, sir.
A little voice clearing there. Uh-huh. It's the 16th of September. It is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Janice Page is still among us.
Oh my!
Yeah, she's 88 years old today, and what an elegant lady, Lauren Bacall. Mm-hmm. Her birthday is today. Of course, she's the widow of Bogey.
The widow Bogey.
Yeah, she's 86 years old today. B.B. King's birthday is today. How about that? 85 years old.
You got to wonder, you know, when Lauren Bacall does pass, you got to figure that's pretty much the end of a Hollywood generation.
Yeah.
You know, you try to think, okay, how many of those are still around? Not too many.
What, her and Mickey Rooney? I mean, if you just kind of go that Hollywood scene pre-1960?
Yeah, as far as, you know, real box office draw types back then and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I'm guessing must have invested really well.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, she hadn't done any work in a long, long time, and I'm figuring of choice. And that was back in the studio system, back when things were a different time. And, of course, obviously she was very, very young to be partnered with Bogey in that. But that's probably right, probably the last connection.
You're right. Actor Peter Falk.
No.
Boy, we got a lot of in the 80s, a lot of octogenarians
there
today.
You are.
He's 83 years old today.
Parts of him.
Yeah. has he had work? I didn't know.
Oh, and he's got an eye that's not quite that old.
Oh, well, so. That's true. Yeah, he's got a wanderer there. Yeah.
That's not quite that old. How often do you say that, though?
Well, you change it out every 5 years,
yeah,
you
sure.
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get a new color or something. Betty Kelly.
I'd like green.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. Yeah. Betty Kelly of Martha and the Vandellas is 66 years old today.
I wouldn't have known she was a Vandella. You know?
Or anything. Yeah. But hey, I just mentioned her in the same paragraph with Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
So she's got to be thrilled. don't you think?
True,
Susan Rutan was in L.A. Law. She played Bernie's secretary, right?
Oh, sure, why not?
She's 62 years old. Actor Ed Begley Jr.
Mm.
He's kind of a strange duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does a lot of work. He's 61. One of the Bellamy brothers, David, is 60 years old today.
He's the younger one.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Christopher Rich was on Murphy Brown and is now on the show Reba, is 57 years old today. TV weatherman Mark McEwen, who we mentioned, came back to the CBS Morning News, I guess it was, right? Last weekend, he suffered a stroke several years ago. He's 56 years old today. Illusionist David Copperfield turned 54.
Living proof you can be a magician and still get a supermodel.
Yeah.
He's married to Claudia Schiffer.
Yes, he is. Well, yeah.
He was. I don't think they're married anymore. So.
Yeah, he made her disappear. And
or she made him disappear.
Yeah. Actor Mickey Rourke. the wrestler who's, you know, made kind
what, of. Who washed his hair in 2000.
Oh, is that the last time?
I mean, if you look at him, yeah.
Well, and he's had some work done, too. Yeah. Not, oof.
Yeah, the other way, right? He's 54 years old today. Actress Jennifer Tilly turns 52. My goodness, we're still going here.
Yeah,
lots of birthdays. Richard Marx, the singer, turns 47 years old. Comedian Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live is 46. Singer Mark Anthony is 42. He's the one that's married to J-Lo, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, to Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Amy Poehler, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Recreation, turns 39 years old today. And, okay, one of the Jonas Brothers, Nick.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I had to put that in.
You know it.
Is 18 years old today. Wow. There, that's what I got. Okay, you probably have more.
Oral Hershiser, the pitcher guy.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be 52 today. Mm-hmm. And Earl Klugh, who's a pretty good jazz guitarist. He'd be so we got two big guitar players. We got B.B. King and Earl Klugh. Earl's 57. All right.